Well, as the U.S. Senate plans to reconvene after the holiday, they'll be coming back to plenty of heartburn, but not due to their Thanksgiving feast, but instead from their ongoing debate on food safety legislation. The lawmakers are still deliberating the fact that the Senate version could raise production costs by forcing farmers and processors to continually test methods and products to ensure safety, and the fact that FDA would also get access to internal business records, with ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee Saxby Chambliss saying the bill unfairly sets a $500,000 threshold for small farmers.
Fortunately or fortunately, in my part of the world, cotton today is selling at $1.50 a pound. A bale is 500 pounds, and it doesn't take many bales to reach $500,000 in gross receipts just from the sale of cotton, and that doesn't count peanuts and wheat and corn and whatever else may go along with it.
And Chambliss says even if they are exempt as a small farmer,
they still have a mandate of a huge amount of paperwork that has to go along with their production on an annual basis.
However, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid countered,
one in four of us every year gets sick. If 25 senators, a quarter of this Senate, got food poisoning this year, we'd do something about it.
There is, of course, no guarantees that the bill will pass in this Congress, as even if it does emerge from the Senate, it will still have to be reconciled with a 2009 House-passed version. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.